Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family on the Tom Bernard Podcast with
Ralph W. Basher, MD, Hackmaster.
Quoting our fine vice president, when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community. Catherine Brandt.
Andy Brandt Bernard.
And Officer Dave.
And a child of the community, Tom. I'm a child of the community because you know what? The reason I'm a child of the community is because I'm a child of the community.
I get it.
You know who's a child of the community is Tim Lammers, and he will join us right after this. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us, you know?
And that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tommy, do you guys read a lot of poetry on the queue?
You mean like, there once was a man from Nantucket?
No, more like T.S. Eliot.
April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Dougie, what's wrong? You a little sad?
No, other than the weather, nothing's wrong. In fact, in the Walzer world, Coon Rapids and Burnsville finished number 1 and 2 in the state of Minnesota. J-Lo finally beat Dan Resch.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Is it okay if I take all the credit?
Well, I'd expect nothing less. Actually, we've got great inventory of some great vehicles, and these short-term leases are perfect for people who can't get the brands that they want.
You told me about those. You can drive a new Nissan for as little as 18 months, and by then, the chips will be aplenty.
That's it exactly. We hope by then you'll be a Walzer Nissan convert.
For great deals from the Minnesota sales leaders, go to Burnsville or Coon Rapids Nissan.
Hey folks, it's Brian Zepp, and spring is finally here. If you're like me, you're seriously ready for some wind therapy. Make sure you and your motorcycle are good to go with Dennis Kirk. Whatever you ride, Harley, Indian, metric cruiser, or sport bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com. 160,000 parts and accessories in stock, clothing and helmets too. Order before 8 p.m. and they ship the same day. Plus, shipping is free for orders over $89. Follow Zepp's lead and head to DennisKirk.com. They ship today.
You know, when I think of this music, I think of hillbillies, and when I think of hillbillies, I think of Waverly, Minnesota, and Tim Lammers.
What's this button for?
Timmy.
Wait a second, I gotta get myself a piece of straw here to chew on.
All right.
Clear your teeth.
You got any volume at all, Andy?
It's maxed out.
Okay, Timmy, can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Okay.
Oh,
that's good. Okay, so, what? I didn't want to blow the meters down there on the board.
No, we're amped board. Quite a bit.
No,
okay,
we're
good. Yeah. Hillbillies, yes. I was going to mention, Catherine.
Hillbillies,
you said, children of the community. I was thinking children of the corn.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Children of the corn.
Dems are scary folks, people.
I got to be honest with you. I used to love doing movie trailers for scary movies. I thought that was terrific.
Children
hey,
of
you know, every time, Tom, I do the title of, like, did you do Monstrous? Or I always have Tom do the titles for me when I'm reviewing a film because it just sounds so much better. It sounds scarier when you say it.
You know that everybody on the show's favorite is for the movie, what the hell is it? At Close Range, Christopher Walken and Sean Penn. Because my last line doing that trailer was, like father, like son, like hell. What do you think of that one, baby?
I like it.
So do you
Christopher Walken was a real scumbag in that movie.
He sure was.
Do you think Don LaFontaine dying Walken, but he just killed off that whole thing?
Well,
the cruel taglines during movie trailers? Because it was like he was the king of that.
You know he's from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, once he died, they kind of stopped doing that. They don't really talk during trailers anymore.
That's true.
I don't think they talk at all during trailers, for the most part.
God, I used to love doing movie trailers. You go in, take about 10 minutes, get your check, and leave. Yep. It was fantastic. It was wonderful.
Why don't they, though? Why? I mean, that was part of the nostalgia for me, was to hear those.
It's seen as old-fashioned and, you know, out of date,
Jesus,
I think.
Jesus, why?
I mean, it is cheesy. You can't deny that.
But you say what your father did for a living is cheesy. I'm deeply hurt.
Well, it's a good thing I'm in between you two right
yes.
now. Movies are cheesy.
Instead of describing what the film is about, now basically they just give away the whole plot.
Yes, they do. They just play the entire movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's going to see a comeback in the next probably 5 years. I think someone's going to start doing it ironically as a joke. There's going to be movie trailer voiceovers, and then other people are going to start copying that, and then it's going to become an unironic thing over the course of a few years.
I don't know.
You hear it
Did
here
anybody
first.
See the new trailer for Mission Impossible?
What is this, number 8?
It is. That You know what? I mean, Cruise has me excited enough about Top Gun Maverick, and then this is over a year away where he's going to do Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. There's two of them coming. And yeah, you're just you just sit back in amazement thinking this guy, he just knows no limits. He knows no limits because he does something at the end of that trailer where you're like, "Oh my god." Your heart stops just watching it.
Timmy, I got to tell you, that I'll never forget. I used to go to all the, you know, because you do movie trailers and stuff, you got to go to all the previews of all the movies that were coming out. And I remember going with Tommy Gorman, my best man at my wedding, to Halloween Part 3. And all the distributors, all the big, you know, movie theater owners, the distributors, they would all be there, right? And these people owned, you know, hundreds of movie theaters around America. So we went and saw Halloween Part 3. It was horrible. And we're coming out, and this one guy who owned a bunch of theaters in the East, New York, New Jersey, all the rest of it, he comes out and he goes, Jesus Christ, I sure hope that's Halloween Part Last.
the interesting thing about that movie, you know, full disclosure, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
But you have a very successful first one, a very successful second one.
Yep.
And then the third one, it has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Right.
It's about three kids, right? I mean, I've certainly seen enough about it over the years. But why would you sabotage your own franchise by doing that? I don't get it.
Who would ever think of taking a successful franchise and destroying it in the third part? Never heard that one before.
Like all of them?
Yeah.
You mean like Godfather Part 3?
Godfather Part 3 is terrible. And even though it's got
tons
of good people.
I tried to like the redo.
Yeah.
But basically, it's funny though. Francis made it shorter. You know, you would think with a deal like that, you would make, you know, a director's cut, a definitive whatever. It would be longer. But no, he cut out 6 minutes of it, and I probably... I know for sure he cut out some of the Sofia Coppola stuff.
Yes,
I'm sure.
He did. Yeah.
And then the ending was kind of, okay, so Michael Corleone doesn't die. You just kind of see him nodding and like right before he falls over dead. And now we're supposed to believe that he's living a life of hell, which makes sense. You know, he lost his daughter. Everything is falling apart for him. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's and then, of course, the biggest problem with that movie is not having Robert Duvall in it. I like George Hamilton in it. Don't get me wrong. He's a hired gun doing what he has to do. But you can't have a Godfather movie without Tom Hagen. You know,
I would agree, but I tell you what, Andy Garcia is in it, Joe Montaigne is in it. It doesn't matter. It
terrific.
Sucks. It's terrible.
Terrific, terrific actors.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Very operatic ending. I mean, if Winona Ryder, she basically got very ill, and they had to replace her, and Francis, you know, threw the Hail Mary and put his daughter in it. And that was the biggest criticism, obviously, of it. So, yeah, I think The Offer is making up for it, though.
Oh, The Offer is so good. It's unbelievable. My God, you guys been watching The Offer? The Making of the Godfather? It is fantastic.
It is. It's really good.
I mean, it's great.
That's another one of those 800 streaming services I don't need, really need to
have. Yeah, we have two at this point, I think.
I thought it was on Amazon.
It's on Paramount.
No, it's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, Paramount Plus is on Amazon, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
See?
Well, if you wait long enough, it'll just end up on YouTube Prime or something,
yeah.
Or okay. YouTube.
Yeah, it is on
Here's
Prime now.
Here's a little tip that I will give all of you listeners out there, anybody in studio who hasn't seen it, if you don't want to spring for Paramount Plus, you're right, Tom, it is on Amazon.
Yep, it is.
You can get the first month for 99 cents if you subscribe through Amazon. 99 cents, and that's commercial free. And then if you want to stick with it, it's $9.99 after that. So you could subscribe if you want to wait a couple weeks, subscribe then, or maybe it doesn't go that long. But if you subscribe to it, you can catch up with the first six episodes,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, that's a good deal. I know it gets spendy, believe me.
It does.
I got all
sure
of
does.
Them. And you know, there are some out there for free, like Peacock, that has some good stuff.
They do, I mean, yeah, I agree.
You know, and Paramount Plus is relatively inexpensive too. It's $6.99, and when you realize something as good as The Offer's on there, and Mayor of Kingstown,
yeah, good show.
1883.
Yep.
Oh man, and I don't know if you followed my lead on The Lost City, the movie with Sandra Bullock that was in theaters. They come to Paramount. They're a Paramount film. They come to Paramount Plus within 45 days. It's a good deal, man. I really like the streaming service.
I got to tell you before we move on that Alex's son, Sage, every time he comes to the house, but now he's gotten older, so it's Paramount. Now he says Paramount. Bop, bop, it's on Paramount. He used to say, bop, bop, it's on the one with the mountain and the stars.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah,
that's good marketing, though. It's memorable, right?
It's memorable. Good marketing because a three-year-old can remember it. A mountain with stars over it.
He has a weird memory, though.
He does have a great
memory. That's kind of how I remember movie studios and stuff.
No.
Like there's the Globe one, and there's the guy at the typewriter one, you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember their names. I just remember the logos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of counterintuitive.
The lady that looks like the cross between Mom and the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Mom.
Yeah.
Okay,
the woman at the beginning of movies, she's standing in like a Greek robe, and she kind of looks like Mom.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Before we move on.
I never thought she looked like Mom, but I know what you're talking about.
No.
Mom is the one where you say, who's watching? And it says,
I'm the green blob.
Nana, the green blob. She's just a green blob.
The kids assigned her as a green blob. It's very nice of them.
To be her icon, whatever the heck it's
what
called.
I don't understand is why isn't NPR or MP or whatever, what's the TV one?
PBS.
PBS. Why isn't PBS free?
They make
you,
no,
they make
already.
You pay. They make you pay for a passport or something if you want to watch Masterpiece Theater now.
Wow.
It's like our tax dollars are already paying for it. Why do we have to?
Yeah, it used to be free.
I don't
that was
this.
Always their claim to fame, is that it was funded by viewers
not,
like you.
Not the streaming. Well, I mean, you can get some things, but all the good Masterpiece Theater ones are on something plus.
Kind of like how on the MLB app, you can watch everything except for the team in your area.
Exactly. What a joke. That cost me $120.
I know, and you can't.
Even if
you cancel, it's a year contract. You can't. You can't get out.
We're just on purpose.
You jump on a VPN. You'll be able to get your own team.
That is. Well, no, actually, no. They were clever about that.
Nope.
I looked it up.
Oh yeah.
It goes based on the zip code of your IP address, which you can circumvent, or it goes by the zip code of your credit card that you entered. So you'd have to get a credit card in another state, use that to pay for it, which you can do.
So
why don't
you
they want the
cheat?
Local people to watch this?
Because the TV stations have a deal with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's on DirecTV now this year.
Mm-hmm.
Andy found it for me.
Yeah, DirecTV Now or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, what do you have to pay for that?
That's the one I have.
Yeah, that's also another
one.
That's like $90 a month, I think.
What is?
DTV.
Yeah.
It's $90 a month.
A C-note? They keep jacking it up. You get in for 60.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
know.
And then within a, you know, you get that first year, it's 60 bucks, and then they double it on you.
That's how it
bang.
Goes.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem with that is the end. That will be the end of cable services.
Yes.
This whole thing about they never let you go with a la carte and choose what you wanted to.
No.
You had to take what they gave you, you know, the top 200. I had Dish, and it's like most of the stuff is stuff I would never watch.
Oh, remember
like
back
Wayne's
when
World basement bargain basement stuff, cable access stuff. And yeah, whereas streaming, I mean, obviously you take what you want, and yeah, I'm shocked that I cut the cord so long ago. I'm shocked that cable's still going, but it will.
Oh, remember,
I mean, broadcast is done. Well, broadcast TV is done.
It's done.
Back when cable and satellite were like relatively new, one of the marketing things that they did was like 1,500 extra channels, and everyone was like, "Oh, wow, that's a lot of content, 1,500 channels." But like you said, it's like, you know, 900 Latino music stations, 300 stations of an old woman reading the Bible,
yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
It is.
A lot of religious stuff.
I mean, a lot of that. Well, it's because it's cheap to produce, and they don't really care, you know, about getting a huge
and they
audience.
Market, you're thinking, wow, 200 channels,
Well, yes, technically, yes, but yeah, you don't want them.
Yeah, well, the cable's still around because they're providing internet access. They're providing your that's what they're making their money on. They're not making it on the cable service anymore, I don't think.
Oh, Spectrum has been begging us to add TV every month since we got it.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, we lower the price again, more channels again. It's like, we just don't want it.
And then they run into these problems with, the networks or... The cable, it seems like somebody's always fighting the cable, the carriage fees or whatever, and all of a sudden that will disappear from your Dish. This is back in the day when I had it. So all of a sudden AMC went away, and that was when I was into The Walking Dead. It's like, what the hell? You know, they were in a dispute with the carriage, with the company, with the cable company or the Dish company.
Oh, yeah.
Or even the major networks haggle with them and will disappear for a time. So, but again, you know, that's the nice thing about streaming. If you want, you can still see your local channels. You can get the app for all the local channels. And the best part about that is you can pick and choose the stories you want that have been on the newscast. So you don't even have to watch a whole, you know, 10 p.m. newscast anymore. You can just pick the stories you want to see,
right,
which is pretty cool.
No, that is true. No doubt about it. So, in any case, oh, by the way, now the rest of the day, because you guys brought up Godfather 3, I'm going to hear Cavalleria Rusticana in my head because I love that song. God, that's a great piece of music.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carmine Coppola, baby.
Carmine Coppola, there you go.
Francis' father.
The wife and I went down to House on the Rock a few years ago, a couple of years ago. And one of the very first things, you know, how they have all those little concertina things going. Mm-hmm. And that was playing on one, and I'm like, oh, that's like one of the very first ones you come to as you walk down the little hallway.
Oh, really?
I'm like, this is bad.
All right. That's a great piece of music. No doubt about it. A great piece of music. So, Timmy, I haven't talked to Michelle Mann recently. Is she going to open the Edina Theater pretty soon? Do you know?
I don't know. You know, I caught a bunch of photos on Facebook. They gutted it.
They got,
you know,
it,
they
the
got
bus,
it,
yeah,
the theater, and, you know, that's, look, if again, you just got to keep up with the times, and I loved going there, but that was one of the downfalls. It's just they had the slope instead of the stadium seating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I don't know how high, it's been so long, I can't remember how high the ceiling is. Whether they're actually going to be able to put in stadium seating or not, I would imagine so. But one cool addition that I don't know if they had a picture of it yet, maybe a picture of it from The Shining. I think that they're going to have like a replica of the bar that Jack Nicholson sits at.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got to make these things kind of a destination now, you know?
Yeah, you do.
The movie theaters struggle for business. Now, there's one in the area. I won't plug them, but they actually have an axe throwing deal in their venue. They added axe throwing. Yes. Yeah. It's in Monticello, I'll say that. St. Michael, they have a showroom for live bands.
Yeah,
That's what play. I heard. And that, and then during the pandemic, they took it outside and it became so popular that they put a stage outside of the theater, which is really cool. And also, they are showing drive-in style pictures. They painted a big white rectangle on the thing, on the building, and then they're still doing drive-in pictures. So yeah, you got to make it kind of like a multi-entertainment
sort of
destination. So I don't know what the plans are for Man, but the fact that they're putting a lot of effort into making this a special place. And it is pretty cool theater. I haven't been there for years. Generally,
love that theater.
We would screen films there, but again, they have limitations. Kind of like the Lagoon.
You know,
it got to the point where it's like, you got some big tall guy sitting in front of you still.
Sorry.
You got to get rid of him. Was it you, Tommy, or Officer Dave?
Probably me.
Tall fella, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah, 6'4".
Okay. Get out of my way. I'm trying to sound tough. I can sound tough, Officer Dave, since I'm on the virtual.
I live out your way. Deal. Watch what you say.
Yeah, exactly. He lives out near you. You better watch it there, Buster.
All righty. Yeah, no, seriously, though. So they're updating it. I haven't seen anything lately. I would imagine, though, that they're posting pictures.
But how are they going to make money just with one screen?
I know. Well, no, she's going to do multiplexes.
A multiplex in there? Oh, is there a room?
Well, there were three theaters there, I think.
Yeah, but three small theaters.
Yeah, they were small,
I think
yeah.
if they did two larger ones
yeah,
with the nice seating and...
They had an escalator.
And also the way you went into it, you're like, everybody was like... It was such a small lobby, the way the lobby was done.
Right.
You had to, like, stand outside in the terrible weather waiting to get in. It was just like, this is not a nice experience. So I think it needed to be gutted personally.
I mean, you go over there, you can go to Crispin Green, you can go to Arezzo, you can go to, I mean, there's so many, obviously Barrio's over there. So many great restaurants over there right on that same block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, here's a novelty. You actually feel safe going there.
Yes, you do feel safe going there, absolutely.
You can't even go to the airport anymore without getting into a throwdown, baby. Did you see that video? I finally saw the video today.
Oh, that's happening all the time.
It is.
What happened? I don't know. What you're talking.
Well, there was a throwdown between a former NFL player and somebody that was working at the desk from one of the airlines. Have you not seen this?
No,
I haven't even heard about it.
Well, the only reason I saw it was there was a tweet about Alec Baldwin coming out talking about workplace safety.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? This guy just can't get out of his own
way. No, he really can't.
He's talking about it was a viral video between an NFL player and a United Airlines employee. It's unbelievable. This airline guy, he's like he's in the ring, baby. He gets knocked down. He gets back up. You do the thing with the dukes up. Oh, God, you got to see this. It's unbelievable.
What is
just
it listed
Google,
under?
Look under NFL player, United Airlines employee fight. You should be able to find something there if you Google that.
This was in Minneapolis?
No, some other city. But I'm looking at it on TMZ.
NFL player at the airport. TMZ.
Was that Chicago?
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, that's United's hub.
United's hub, yeah.
Well, I don't. There's no excuse for that. Besides, you do not want to get on one of those bad lists for flying.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
but
wait a second. That or a no-fly list. I mean, that's you can get.
Okay. Did you find it? Did you Google
Catherine's
it?
Catherine's looking it up.
I've got the video, but it doesn't say.
It was an ex-Denver Broncos cornerback, Brendan Langley.
Oh,
and it was in Newark over a wheelchair.
A wheelchair.
That's what it says. ABC 7, New York City.
Oh, it's New York?
Newark, yeah.
Newark, okay.
Andy, I'm going to email you the link to the TMZ story, because that has the...
Catherine, you got it?
Well, I can play it better.
Okay.
So Andy can play
Andy can play it better than me. And
so
can
we need to hear the audio. Before Andy brings up the audio, I'd like to point
hooked
out...
Hooked in.
You know, that...
I know.
Everybody's talking... Never mind. I thought, aren't you going to play it?
I don't have it yet. Tim's sending it over.
I just sent you the email and that Tim video.
He's sending it over.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, I got the email sent to you. And then if you scroll down after the Alec Baldwin BS, they got the full video. And you wouldn't believe how this airline guy, he's put together. He's not going to back down. The NFL guy's more fit, but it's pretty crazy watching this thing unfold.
Yeah, a lot of people go to MMA gyms now, and it's true. You don't want to be messing with people that have been to the MMA gym. Yeah,
why do you have to hit somebody at the airport?
I agree.
I mean,
because he's a petulant little child.
Jeez.
Who, Ralph?
Yeah.
thank you. I am. That's right.
There's sound with this video, too. You can hear them slapping each other.
Really?
Oh, they're slapping each other. Oh, how nice.
Is it the one labeled Terminal Tension, or is it the one on Instagram?
Oh, man.
That I should play.
It's the one that's just embedded in the story.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, there.
You suck.
Please stop, I think.
Please stop. I said you suck.
You suck.
Down he goes.
What?
There goes Frazier.
Oh, what was that?
What?
Did somebody go with the MF-er there? I thought I heard it in the background. He wants some more. This was all over a wheelchair?
Apparently.
A wheelchair? Why did an NFL guy need a wheelchair?
I'm just going to... faded out here.
Yeah, it's
there
not.
You go. Yeah.
Give him the wheelchair. I don't understand the.
So after he went down, you saw that he had like a big cut on his head. He was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they did fire the airline guy.
Oh, they
did. He kept trying to mix it up. He kept going
after him.
Yeah, he was doing the dukes are up sort of thing, you know, kind of doing the rope-a-dope, you know, trying to, you know, just buy some time a little bit, maybe catch a breath, and then he goes at it again. But the airline guy apparently got fired, but Alec Baldwin's big thing is that the airline guy was in the right. He's defending him and saying the guy doesn't, you know, he's there to do his job, and this guy came and started something up with him. So it doesn't matter. Guy lost his job anyway. But
why don't they just have a button behind the thing? Some guy gets nasty like that. You hit the button. Two big security guys, you know, a little bit bigger than Dave, come over and, you know, pick you up by both arms, and they throw you out the front window.
I don't get the point of this. I've seen airport fight videos, and security is nowhere to be found.
That is weird.
And now I'm not trying to blame anybody here, but it's like, it's one of these deals. Nobody wants to work. I'm sure they're short-staffed, right? So, yeah.
Probably true. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Timmy Lammers right after this. Dan Chesky's here from Dan's Southside Marine. It won't be long now until we start seeing boats on the water.
Warmer temps and open water are coming soon, Tom. We have inventory in stock now from Alumacraft, Premier, Avalon, and Manitou, with more arriving daily.
What's the secret to finding a boat you're looking for this year, Dan?
My recommendation is to shop now, pick a model, put your name on it. Our team of pros at Dan's Southside Marine will have the knowledge and experience to get the boat you want equipped the way you want it equipped.
What about financing options?
Right now, we are offering low-interest financing options up to 144 months with qualified credit. Ask for details when you visit the store.
Alumacraft fishing boats, Premier, Avalon, and Manitou pontoons, all powered by Suzuki outboards, are in stock now with new boats arriving daily. Dan's Southside Marine is located just 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington, or shop online at dansouthsidemarine.com. Tom Bernard talking with Brad Huckle and Michael Bilski of North American Banking Company. We've talked a few times over the years about how North American Banking Company has helped local businesses when they're ready for expansion.
We love talking about the success of our customers. One example is Suburban Manufacturing in Monticello. They create innovative products that produce clean, dry air that is needed during the manufacturing process.
We recently helped them expand their business. Moving into a new building gave them the space they needed to add new equipment and production lines. We were able to step in quickly and provide the financing they needed when they needed it.
When we help businesses like Suburban Manufacturing with their expansion, it's beneficial for our customers, but their growth also creates new jobs in our community.
So they make stuff that produces clean, dry air for manufacturing after working with Bilski. Do they breathe easier with their business felt?
We certainly hope so, Tommy, and that's no hot air.
Nice one. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Lammers with us. We're talking Hollywood. We're talking fist fights at the airport. Talking about the guy at the airport getting knocked on his ass, gets right back up and goes after him again.
Yeah, he gets up and he's kind of woozy, but then he gets snaps back in it. And the Dukes are up and it's kind of like, come on, baby, come on. Yeah, it's crazy. The rules are all out the window everywhere now, apparently.
Now, Timmy, I have to ask you a question before you do any reviews or anything. Catherine and I watch A Night Sky. We've watched the first two episodes out of, what are there, eight episodes, Catherine, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Adam Bartley from Eden Prairie, Minnesota is on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got to get Adam on the show. He used to come in the show and do the show once in a while. We'd have to get him back. He's terrific.
Adam. Now, where can I see Night Sky?
Ugh.
Is that Prime?
Is that a
too?
Network show or is
it? It's a streaming show. I know that.
Oh, okay. I think it's Amazon.
Is it Prime. Amazon? I think it's Prime Video. Yeah. I think it's Prime Video. Yeah, Night Sky Prime Video. It's J.K. Simmons, who I used to work with. And speaking of movie trailers,
yes.
Yeah, he and I used to work together quite a bit. But so he's in it, and Sissy Spacek is in it, and Sissy looks like she's about 90 years old because she's, I believe, dying. Did you get that impression, Catherine? She's dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
In real life?
Really?
No, in the show.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I mean, not good that she's dying in the show, but sad, but not dying for real.
No, she's great. She's a terrific talent. Yeah, she's a very good actor. But
now, talking about a movie, I'm wondering if Catherine and Alex have seen it yet. The new Downton Abbey movie?
Next week. We're going next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I guess I'll be at the house.
You can come and watch it to Downton Abbey with us anytime.
That's all right. I'll stay home and watch the
Dragnet. He'll watch Dragnet.
I'll watch Dragnet and Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, you're going to catch up on the thing about Pam.
Yes, I'm catching up on the thing about Pam. That's exactly right. With Renee Zellweger.
Is that the Zellweger?
Yes.
Yep.
She's amazing in it.
Really?
Yes.
She is a good actor. It's funny how some of these people just tend to drop off the radar. And she has been off the radar for some time. I think she did one other Bridget Jones movie, but what has she done?
I think she did a bunch of weird stuff to her face, and she looked very odd for a while. And everybody was really ripping her for whatever surgery or fillers or whatever the heck she was doing.
People make odd decisions.
Yeah,
they don't want to look better.
Bad.
They want to look different. Yep. I want to look different.
Tracy Allman did the best impression. God, it was phenomenal.
I was just going to reference the line, Tom. You could say it.
No, you say it.
Well, it's something about, I can't recall the exact line, but it was something about Renee Zellweger and her narcissistic squint.
Yes,
her narcissistic squint. God, Tracy Ullman, what a talent.
And I like the way that Mike Evans has described it, too. And maybe this is part of the decision that Zellweger got rid of the narcissistic squint because Mike Evans would always say, it looks like she has a look on her face like she smelled a fart.
Very adult entertainment.
Now, this kind of dovetails into a new series that I started watching. It's a Mike Myers series on Netflix.
I heard that's terrific.
You know, It's very childish, lowbrow humor, but I love that sort of stuff from Mike Myers. It's got a weird title. Hold on a second. I got to find it. But, you know, I started watching it last night, and it is really funny. It all depends on your tolerance for that sort of humor. And the other thing about Mike Myers is he plays several characters, kind of like he did in the Austin Powers movies.
Right.
You know, he played Fat Bastard, and he played, Dr. Evil in Austin. The Pentaveret is the name of the series. Six episodes in all. They're about a half hour each. And again, I think it really boils down to your tolerance for the juvenile humor, fart jokes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's funny. And Myers has never backed down from that. He says,
no, that's true.
It's funny to me, and I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't care what you think.
Mike Myers ever made something like truly bad?
Probably not.
The Guru?
Oh, yes.
He was the Guru, wasn't he?
The Love Guru, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Is that Michael Myers?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible, I heard.
Well, yeah, okay. So, yes, he has.
yes.
He has, in fact, made something very bad.
Indeed.
I'm trying to figure out, Ralph.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you here.
Well, I'm looking at Mike Myers.
Go, swipe one right and one left. Tell us what she did, because she looks 100% different. You
and
can't
this
tell
is her now.
You would never know it was her.
You'd never know it was her.
What her eyes are
what
completely
did she,
different.
Yeah, how do you make your eyes
she got
like,
rid of the narcissistic
different.
Squint.
She had her eyelids done.
It's just eyelids?
Cheekbones,
she had her
too.
Her eyelids done. They pumped up her cheeks pretty heavy. Changed her hairstyle.
A lot of guys talking in a mic when they're on the road.
She had up her eyelids done. Yeah, that's right.
That's
be professional
all?
Here.
Just her eyes, that makes her look 100%
done. She pumped her cheeks up pretty heavy, and then she changed her hairstyle. Hardcore, changed her hairstyle, got rid of the... Did she have bangs before? No.
No.
No,
she
just
changed... Well, she had, like, shaggy bangs.
Shaggy bangs.
I think she looks so much different.
Her nose, and mouth look the same. Yeah.
The cheeks make a big difference when you do a bad job.
When you change the skeletal aspects of your face,
that's the structure.
Yeah, how do you do that?
That can be really weird, and that makes you look different.
Yeah.
Well, because it pulls all the skin all over your entire face in different directions.
It also changes the way you look at someone's visage or their face. When you see a change in their skeletal appearance, that's a big deal. And she didn't really. She hadn't aged that much to really need that. She may have thrown in a facelift on that. I didn't look at her jowls and all that sort of stuff. But they do that early.
I follow a plastic surgeon on Instagram that does, like, most of his stuff is...
comparing before and after?
Saying what celebrities he thinks. He's like, I'm not their doctor, but he's like, 99% of celebrities have had a nose job.
Oh, that's better.
He's like, if you Google a celebrity, any celebrity... They probably have had a nose job.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, very few people are happy with their nose. I mean, no matter how tiny it is, it needs to be flatter. If it's flat, it needs to be more defined.
That's
it's
the
like,
one thing you can pick.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Oh, Catherine's not. Tip
your waitress. Alex and I got the very prominent Eastern European nose. So
your nose is very different than mine.
It's much bigger, yeah.
Yours is narrower and comes out more.
Nose
Mine's
you got a
wider.
Nose.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the same nose as all of her brothers.
I suppose that makes sense.
No, and I have Terry's got a flat one. You've got Daryl's nose.
Yeah, you have Daryl's nose.
Daryl's nose, yeah.
And I have your nose.
Daryl's everything.
Yeah, you do.
Daryl's everything.
You did get Daryl's hair pattern.
Yeah,
pretty much everything.
Why aren't you 6'6"?
Your gene pool, your shortness.
We both could have been taller if it weren't for your short Bernard. You're the only one that got.
It's true. You're the only one over 6 feet tall.
No, Terry.
No, Terry's 5'8".
Terry's not
really?
Tall.
Really? Yeah.
Huh. No.
I always
all
thought
my
he was
brothers
tall.
Are 5'8". My sisters are 5 feet and 5'2".
Well, I guess Terry's so thin that he looks tall.
I
haven't seen Terry.
I haven't seen him in probably a decade.
20 years, so I guess.
He had the very first natural I ever saw in my life.
Oh, fancy.
He has that very naturally curly hair, and he's the only one in the family that has it. Isn't that weird?
Mark Twain. He looks just like Mark Twain.
He does look like Mark Twain.
Tim said the audio dropped.
Oh.
The audio dropped? Oh, yeah. He dropped out of the stream, so I had to re-add him. There we go.
That'd do it.
Okay.
Much better.
There you are.
There you are.
We're yammering away.
You disappeared on me.
Andy, I told you to get rid of him.
Stop talking
about
the note.
Fart jokes and Mike Myers.
Yeah, exactly.
I have something exciting. I'm going to see Moulin Rouge live, the Broadway play, which I've seen the movie 8,000 times. So, and I've never seen the play, I don't think.
The director of that film originally, Baz Luhrmann, is directing Elvis.
Really?
Elvis.
I love Baz Luhrmann stuff. Yeah, well, so that means I'm going to love that.
Pretzel.
He did Australia with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. Great movie. And another one, his first movie called Strictly Ballroom. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Alex.
I have not.
Sounds
fascinating.
Strictly Ballroom?
Do you like Dancing with the Stars and all that stuff?
I don't like Dancing with the Stars, but I like ballroom.
But we like Kristen Burt.
Mm-hmm. See this movie. See Strictly Ballroom, Baz Luhrmann's first movie. It is brilliant.
I will.
Loved it.
We have Craig on the phone.
Craig on the, he's watching the border. Since Biden won't watch the border, Craig watches it for us.
Yep.
What's up, Craig? Hello, who is it?
Wait, is this not Craig? Oh, he just hung up.
Well, that must not have been Craig then.
Well, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. Because if it's Craig, he'll call back.
Craig, was that you? He's in the chat. He'll tell me in probably 5 minutes when the delay is over.
Yeah, there you go.
He'll call back.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, take two.
Craig.
Tom, how are you?
Oh, marvelous. You still watching a border for us because Biden won't?
If you guys knew what was really happening at the border, you would be worried about civil war.
Really? Why? What's that all about?
It's ominous.
It's the amount of people crossing the border, the Texas border right now, is unprecedented. They recommend us. I live on the border, I'll be honest. McAllen.
Yep.
Yeah. They're kind of recommending people to start carrying guns.
Did you guys hear what happened yesterday? And I don't know if it was in Texas. I think it was in Arizona, actually. They apprehended a terrorist crossing the border illegally. A terrorist, and let him go into America.
They have to.
Sounds about right.
What do you mean he's a terrorist?
Because the they said, they can't arrest anybody. They all have to come in to get processed.
The guy has killed people with bombs, and we're letting him in.
They don't care.
Well, it's kind of like the guy that tried to stab Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He was charged with charged with a felony for trying to murder his roommate.
Right.
It was a month before Chappelle that he was arrested. They let him go.
Yeah, they let him go. Yep. The judge, as a woman judge, she said, what you did was horrible, and you're going to have to think about it. And then she let him go.
Yep.
Well, a guy in Brooklyn shot a cop, and they let the kid go.
Yeah, let him go, too.
They're just like, too bad.
What do we do? Craig, what do you think we're going to do? Is there anything we could do at the border down there?
No, it's because the cartels.
Yep.
The cartels have pretty much monopolized the border, and that if you would see, they're recommending people not to go, there's no-go zones, okay?
Right.
For the border, for people like me, a handsome 6'5 Norwegian like myself.
Yes, I forgot that part.
There's no-go zones, because the thing is that, and it's a shame that's not being talked about, but it's talked about locally here, is that you do not go towards, you do not get towards a couple miles away from the border, because one is that these people are desperate, and they will kill you for your car.
Right.
Because they want to get away from the border as fast as possible. So these people who are crossing the border, and they're not women or children. These are young men. Young men between 20 and 35 who are crossing the border in mass. But it's not the Hispanics you have to worry about. It's the Afghans. It's the Haitians.
Right.
It's the South Americans who will pretty much kill you, take your car, and drive away. So the thing is that the local authorities have pretty much labeled the south border, parts of the border, no-go zones. Like the border crossings, the fence areas, do not go near that area, because if you're not armed, and you and like there's tons of stories. Like, and this is the sad part, is there are tons of stories of like civilians who, like, I'm going to say it, liberals, who will go down there and try to give these people help. And a couple of weeks ago, there was this white couple from California who wanted to help out with these refugees, these immigrants. They were found dead in their car with their throats slashed, and they were found in a ditch, and their car was found in Dallas.
And so, in Dallas? That's a hell of a haul from there.
Yeah, they gunned it. And the thing is that there used to be checkpoints between the Rio Grande Valley and Normal Texas, as I call it.
Normal Texas.
exactly.
And because I'm pretty much living in American Mexico. Because
right.
They, you know, and the thing is that all those checkpoints have been shut down because those border guards are needed at the border to process these people.
Sure.
And so the thing is that there's no-go zones. there are drones flying across the border, dropping off packages. And if you find a package, do not touch it because it's fentanyl.
Oh, God.
And the thing is that the cartels, the Mexican cartels have pretty much turned the southern border of Texas into an expressway for immigrants, because these immigrants are paying about $2,000 to $3,000 for protection, and these cartels will pretty much set up ropes across the Rio Grande Valley River, and they'll guard them from the Mexican army. And then the thing is that when they cross the border, the border patrol can't do anything, so all they do is take their name, put them on a van, and then, like, if you went to, like, the local airports around here, is that there's these flights that happen throughout the night, and those are the immigrant flights. And there are tons of flights leaving McAllen International Airport, Harlingen Airport, that are filled with immigrants, and they're heading off to Chicago, Minneapolis,
yep.
Portland, New
yep.
York. And the thing is that, like, as an American citizen down here, I mean, Edinburgh and McAllen, Mission, and all these cities down here are perfectly, they're normal, you know, and business is great and all that stuff, but it's starting to get a little sketchy, because sometimes you'll see these U-Hauls, and the state patrol in Texas will pull these U-Hauls over. And they're pulling over all the U-Hauls in the area, because what coyotes will do, will rent a U-Haul, drive right up to the border, open up the U-Haul, and they'll load in 30 to 40 people in a U-Haul and then haul them off. And so the thing is that there's tons of news stories down here of U-Haul trucks, cars, being found in the ditch, abandoned, and that's, in order for the coyote to protect themselves, they'll lock the door and kill all the people in the back from suffocation. And so what people don't really understand is that this is basically an invasion, and that the thing is that the mainstream media isn't covering it. Even like the Fox people,
right?
Like the cartels have started shooting down their drones from across the Rio Grande Valley. And so it's insane.
No, there's speculation, Greg. The reason this is being allowed is because they want those people to vote for them. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, 100%. The Hispanics, the thing is that the Democrats screw it up, and that the Rio Grande Valley is like 95%, like 99% Hispanic, 1% handsome Norwegian.
Yes, yes.
And so the thing is that the Hispanic people down here are super pissed about all of this.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that I have never seen so many Trump signs, so many Trump flags.
That's what I heard.
And the thing is that you think that, like, you know, some, you know, big white wet redneck Texan with the guns. Yeah. No, it's not. It's Pedro. It's Juan. Who is proudly showing off that flag, because they do not want these people. And the thing is that like the Democratic challenger down here is talking about amnesty and a pathway to citizenship, and someone actually torched her office a couple days ago.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
And so the thing was is that, like, the people were like, "Oh, look at the white people. Look at what they did." They arrested a couple Hispanics who did it because they don't want this. They worked hard for their citizenship, and they feel like they're being cheated. Mm-hmm. And so, but
you
that's the border report.
I literally today on the way, and Catherine and I drove in today, and I said, you know, I really wish that we'd have a really tall, handsome Norwegian call in today. And then, voila.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is Tim still on the line?
Yes.
Timmy. Yes, I'm here.
Tom and Tim, can I ask you a serious question? It's like,
yeah, Craig and I, we talk on the Facebook Messenger about different films and...
Oh, okay.
And so which one are you thinking about in particular?
Oh, no, I was going to ask why so many people in the news industry in Minneapolis and St. Paul are retiring, because Jason from WCCO announced he retired today.
Jason DeRussia retired today?
Yep. Well, I just read it quickly. It sounds like he's going to take on another role at the station, but he's done with the morning stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, I don't know the situation as far as retiring anchors, reporters, et cetera. I just seem to think that the contract is up and it's time for them to move on. Now, I hope Jason does continue to work at the station. I've talked to him a few times. Really, really great guy. And he's really, really good at what he does. So that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it could be that he's tired of getting up in the middle of the night and said, screw it, I want a regular 9-to-5. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I'm sure we're going to all find out more about it. But, yeah, it does seem like, you know, a lot of these people that have been around a long time, all of a sudden, boom, they're gone. And, you know, is it a deal where local news isn't as prominent as it used to be and they're not offering as much money? I mean, because you have to admit, too, I've seen a lot of people just come through this market on their way up to something else. So who knows? It could be that too, but certainly not with Jason.
Everybody that
let me just say this is that back in December is that there is a report that was generated by the corporates, some of the corporate heads at Care 11, and that in this report they did a survey, and I've seen this report because of my new job and stuff like that, which is I'm NDA'd, so I can't really say anything more. But from this report, though, is that one of the things that was in this report is that they looked at local Minneapolis Twitch streamers, and their research has determined that more people are watching Minneapolis-based Twitch streamers than the 10 p.m. news.
Correct.
During the week.
Yep.
And that the thing is that they're going to have to either cut costs across the board to stay relevant, or they're going to have to look at new avenues to reach people, because they just are not getting the numbers, and that they see that YouTube streaming, the Twitch streamers during the 10 p.m. slots for their shows, is that some of these Twitch streamers are getting close to 15 to 17,000 people an hour, and that's just not the numbers for some of these news shows anymore.
That's very, very true. That's the same is true of late-night television. Nobody watches those shows. I think all together they bring in about 3 million people, and that's all five of them together.
Yeah.
Nobody watches them anymore.
Well, like I was saying earlier in the show, you can get apps and stream all of your local news channels now, and you can pick and choose which stories you want to see. And, of course, there's a pre-roll ad in front of all of those stories. So it could be that, like a newspaper trying to adjust to keeping up with Craigslist and the advertising, could be that sort of thing, too, that the TV stations were slow to go with streaming, and now they're paying for it because they didn't adapt soon enough. And now, you know, obviously, if they do have a streaming app, they've adapted, but you're already in the hole then, right? I mean, it. How many sources? Like Craig is saying, Twitch streamers are getting more than your news channels. That's crazy.
It is, yeah.
It's because news is not worth watching. I mean, it's
they don't
sad.
Tell us really not.
What do they tell you? It's all entertainment. It's all entertainment. Mm-hmm. Hollow entertainment. What the weather was. What the sports are. You know what entertainment is, and that's all available everywhere else. So.
Yeah,
well, another one I should. Eric Perkins. I have to bring him up. I saw that he just got a spokesperson job for some car dealership. That was weird to me. All of a sudden, after 25 years, it's like, boom, I'm announcing today that I'm done.
Yep.
What? That's crazy. I mean, you know, so a lot of these people that who have been around forever, like him and like Jason, it's just really strange how all of a sudden the announcement comes one day and they're done. It's very strange.
It's going to happen a lot more, too, I can promise you that, because this whole woke thing is driving everyone insane. I mean, it really is.
And listen, one last thing before I'll let this show continue on its broadcast excellence.
Impossible, I'm here.
Tom, did you do the story about Austin Redderath?
What is that?
Austin Redderath was found drowned in the Mississippi River on May 8th.
No, I do not know this story. Tell me about it. Can you stay for another segment? Because we have to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, I'll stay.
And Timmy, can you stay for ten more
certainly.
Minutes? Yeah, I'd love to have you guys stay. That'd be great. Because Kristen Bird is out gallivanting in Los Angeles.
We do have another guest. You have to refresh your calendar.
We do?
But that's not till later. Oh. A little later.
Okay, good.
It says 1 minute.
12:25. Oops, lied.
Yeah.
Well, they can stay on during the guest.
Sure.
The guest is going to be on, what, 15 minutes?
Well, actually, our guest is on StreamYard, so
all right,
better hurry.
Better take a break.